the Tom Likas Show.
It's not so bad, Mr. Shaking of the Tookus.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
I'm ready for sex.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. This is where you find us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. You can hear our show on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. Here we are together again, you and me, a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. We are joined this hour, as we are every Tuesday. And we're joined by Adam Sachs, criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs, joining us. Adam, thanks for coming in.
Hey, great to see you, Tom. What's going on?
Not much. What's happening with you?
Not much. I want to talk about some of the stuff we went on together about over the weekend. But I also sent you
you and I were writing back and forth over the weekend because
yes.
I saw a story about checkpoints that was absolutely...
Right.
Hair curling, unbelievable,
and the Tesla
crash. Something happening at checkpoints. Can you tell everybody? I read the story, but from your perspective, what's going on?
This is really tough. You know, people are forgetting this is the United States. I mean, the idea of saving us from ourselves. You know, gradually the police are grabbing more and more and more power. And what you and I were talking about over the weekend were these what they call no refusal DUI checkpoints. And thank God this is not happening in California yet, but this is going on in a lot of the states where, you know, there's kind of this thing where you go to the checkpoint and they kind of wave you through or whatever. They just talk to you for a minute. But what they're doing now is they're doing this thing where, and I've always said you should refuse the blow test, of course, the breathalyzer. And what they're saying now is that you can't. Isn't that something, Tom?
Right. I know.
I mean, why don't they just pull out a gun and shoot you, you know?
Well, now you couple this with another thing that's been going on. You know, we've talked on the show a few times about how they are required to give you notice. Like they put these orange signs
right.
up that look like construction signs, and they say that there's a checkpoint up ahead, and you could theoretically turn off at the next street. But
right.
of course, people who are drunk probably aren't paying attention. They scoot right past those signs. In fact, I was in a vehicle one time with a friend of mine who'd had a couple of drinks. He was not very drunk, but he had had enough that had he pulled in at a checkpoint, we would have had to walk home, okay? So we are heading, this was on Fairfax Avenue in Santa Monica. This was a couple of years ago. So we're heading north on Fairfax, and my friend is just looking ahead, you know, he's looking up up the hill there, where we're heading up Fairfax. And finally I said to him, hey, did you see that sign we just passed? Checkpoint ahead. And I had him duck over to Crescent Heights. That's what I did.
Oh, good.
But the deal is that now I'm reading that they're not only doing the checkpoints, but they have cops stationed a few blocks before the checkpoint. So anyone who turns off the road to avoid the checkpoint will be pursued.
Well, it was worse than that. There was a guy, apparently, who put a sign. And he said, there's a checkpoint coming up, turn around, you know? And the cops started, like, fucking with the guy, and they arrested him. And they wrote him up for doing that. And I was thinking, that's kind of like Senate, Mr. Checkpoint, you know? It's like, we're going to start harassing people that point out where the checkpoints are? Unbelievable.
I mean, is that illegal to tell people there's a checkpoint ahead?
How could it be? It's a public thing. It's out in the open. It's something that they publish and they announce in advance. That's, you know, checkpoints is based on a Supreme Court decision, because for a long time the thinking was that the police were pulling over minorities and discriminating against them. So they made this thing where they pull over every single car. That's what a checkpoint is, and that's meant to be more fair. But they're supposed to always pre-announce where they're going to be. And like you said, Tom, as you're driving towards it, there are all these big signs. And it's not for like once or twice. There's quite a few checkpoint, you know, coming up. And as you say, a lot of people see it and turn left or turn around or whatever. And they're going to bother those people. And the person who points out the checkpoint is getting harassed. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
You start with it's like everything we do. We talked about this with the DUIs becoming a cottage industry. You start off with a good intention, and you say, wow, we want to save children and we don't want people, you know, getting hurt in drunk driving accidents and we want to cut back on the incidents of drunk driving, but then it takes on a life all its own.
Unbelievable.
One of the things that has really been bothering me this week, aside from our usual DUI, and by the way, Tommy, did you see that Tesla that crashed into the synagogue?
Well, yes, I saw the Tesla, and everyone's sending it to me because they know I own a Tesla.
Mr. Tesla.
And I have to admit, I'm going to change my ways. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm only going to use my car when I am not involved in a high-speed police pursuit.
Good thinking. Good thinking.
Because
the battery could die.
And the car could go on fire and split in half. The next time I'm going to have a police pursuit where I'm planning on half the car ending up in the wall of a synagogue, I'm going to take the Lexus. I'm not going to drive the Tesla.
Apparently, when it was all said and done, the Tesla did okay. I think it smashed in half, and the people weren't he wasn't that badly hurt or whatever, right?
Well, not only that, nobody has died yet in a Tesla.
There you go. Think about that.
You can put all the stories out there. The reality is Tesla is under a microscope for a number of reasons.
Definitely.
One is it had the highest test score ratings ever in the history of crash testing.
Right.
Highest quality ratings in the history of Consumer Reports magazine. And, of course, all the investors have it under a microscope. But on top of that, let's face it, the reason the TVs, I said this in another hour of the show, the reason the TV stations are focusing on Tesla is because Tesla doesn't buy any television advertising. Imagine if your local TV station had stories about every Ford that went on fire, every Chevy that went on fire,
right.
Or every Toyota that went on fire,
right.
Or every Chrysler that went on fire, every Fiat that went on fire, every Nissan that went on fire, every Kia that went on fire, every Hyundai that went on fire. Now, what has Tesla been in? 5 or 6 fires in the entire country?
Right.
And the other 149,994 fires, they don't get that much coverage, I got to tell you.
Right. I love it. So, you know, there's a weird...
I'll bet if Tesla started buying TV advertising, these stories would go away.
I don't think they need to advertise. I think they have more orders than they can handle or something.
And the TV stations don't like it, so they're going to continue to cover every Tesla accident. Like it's tonight's top story.
Oh, it's an interesting thing where we talk about exceptions. And people picture things in different ways than what usually ends up happening. I was fascinated, Tom, that there's a whole kind of world out there of what people think happens and what actually happens. And in one of the cases, which is really interesting, there are cases that they always talk about at offices, right, of sexual harassment, right? And basically, you imagine that there's this very, very hot secretary or assistant or something, and the boss is, like, bothering her, and she ends up, you know, filing a case or a criminal case about sexual harassment. But, you know, actually, that's not what happens. Generally, it's the fat chick. You do realize that, right, Tom?
What is the fat chick?
The fat chick is the one
who complains about sexual harassment?
Yes.
Well, of course. It's the one nobody was sexually harassed. They wouldn't harass her in her dreams.
No, but she's dreaming of being sexually harassed.
And no one's doing it, so she has to file a lawsuit.
No, but she comes up with a fascinating narrative, which is usually the boss, who's the alpha male in the office and the most handsome and the highest earning, okay, who she could never get in a million years. Not only did he come on to her, supposedly, but she also rejected him. You got to love that. She's two steps ahead. She's actually said that he's, you know, bothered her. He's been bothering her for 6 months. And she's telling him, leave me alone. I don't want to be with you. I would never be with you in a million years, you know? I have a case now of a guy who is a massage therapist, okay? And he massaged this very, very overweight lesbian woman, okay?
Was he accused of misogyny?
He's accused of sexual battery, Tom. She came out and she said that he touched her wrong. And he masturbated her and touched her on the boobs. Okay? And he's facing, being a sex offender. And this is the connection of a woman that has no experience in sex with a man and doesn't understand what that would even feel like, and actually is projecting a lot of what would probably be her fantasy as to actually wanting it. There's always this cruel thing that they say, you know, a woman wishes to get raped or whatever, and we all know that that's not fair and that's not true. But there's another level where people project things and they imagine things in different ways. And I think that a more attractive woman has guys, you know, saying things to them and catcalling and some of that, and they kind of get used to that and they know how to deflect it and deal with it, particularly, like, you know, in certain environments. So when you talk about a woman who's gotten zero male attention, she can start imagining all sorts of things. And today it's not ever channeled in any normal way anymore. It's always for the sick. It's always twisted. And, you know, the bottom line is criminal case and lawsuit.
And right.
I was talking to this guy, Tom, and he's a massage therapist for a long time, and he was just laughing about it. And he was saying to me how many beautiful women that he's massaged, you know, and he's always super professional. And here this fat pig of a woman is accusing him, and he's just laughing like it's funny. And I looked up the charges, and I said to him, dude, you know, you can go to jail for like 6 years. And he's just like, oh, really? You think so? How could they ever believe this fat woman? You know, they're never going to believe her. And it's like, you know, people don't understand. There's a whole element of what goes on in terms of denial and so forth. I had a guy, he was a P1, Tom. He started off the conversation about how much he loves the show. And his wife left him for another woman, would you believe?
Oh, my.
Just like in the movies, Tom. And his plan, and this is just off the charts here. This is the always listen to your lawyer, okay? His plan was to go to the house where they're now living, the two of them, the two women, his wife and the girlfriend now, and confront them. And he is going to beat up the woman that his wife is dating or whatever, and that is going to make his wife go back to him. You know what I mean? Having
right.
eliminated the competition, I suppose. And I urged him not to do this, and I had a whole long conversation with him, and we hung up the phone, and apparently that night he did it anyway. And so he was arrested, and he's in jail now for, you know, felony domestic violence and that sort of thing. And that's what you get for not listening, right, Tom?
That's exactly right.
You know, one of the elements that we see today in our society, I think, is just what a free-for-all things are, you know? I don't know if throughout history men have been confronted with their wife leaving them for another woman. Is that like the normal thing?
I think that's the normal thing. But
yeah?
Nowadays, it's going in every different direction. Now that women have money and jobs and, you know, 16 email addresses, and they've got Facebook pages with selfies and you know, string bikini shots and Twitter. Now that women have that, women are cheating as much as men, and I think even more.
Well,
I do.
What's interesting is I have this email exchange between one of my clients' wives and her best friend, who's also a woman, who's also married. And just the nature of the conversation is everything we ever talked about, Tom. I don't know how to use this in the show. I wanted to post it or something. But it's like the two of them just talking about what pieces of shit their husbands are and how much they hate them and how much they hate their lives and they're so miserable and it's all the husband's fault. And they have, you know, kids, and they can't stand the kids, and they don't want to cook dinner, and they hate their house, and they just, you know, want to get a divorce and get as much money as they can. And I just wonder if women have always thought this way. Is this a new development? You know, because it's much more out in the open. I think that maybe in the Victorian times, a woman was more inclined to kind of smile and hold it in or whatever. But it seems like those days are quite over. I think it's much more inclined to be willing to say it out loud to anyone who's willing to listen.
Oh, God. It's unbelievable stuff, and I'm blown away by... I told you, the office is a war zone. I've said this for years, you know. Personally, if I did not own my own company and I had to come to work for somebody else's business, I would not speak to women in the office except for stuff that is business-related, period.
We have to really think about that.
you know, not good morning, not, oh, that's a nice dress.
Jesus, don't ever say that. Oh, my God.
No, I would never say, but you know me with Likas 101. I would never say that anyway.
No, but it's a compliment of clothes. Oh, my God.
No, never.
It.
Never.
The thing is that if you think about the practical reality, you know, there's a lot of subtlety. And I was talking to a friend of mine who's an African American, and he was telling me how he believes, and I this is hard for me to accept, but he believes that there's more racism in America today than ever before. Okay? So I said, come on, you know, one time we had slaves, and now we have a black president, you know, racism has gone down. And he doesn't see it that way. He says it's more than ever. But the key to it today is that it's sublimated and subverted, and it's kind of under everything. So at one time, you would have said it right to someone's face. But now it's much like more insidious and horrible because it's like under the surface. And it's, you know, it's something that's done in a subtle, sick way. And one thing that I think is absolutely true is that I think that more and more bosses or, you know, work groups or whatever are becoming aware increasingly of how dangerous women can be in the workplace and how divisive they can be and how they can sue you. And I think that one of the effects of the movement in terms of, you know, liberation and so forth for women has been this subtle thing where men who are smart, like what you just described, Tom, are not going to hire women. You know, they're just going to say, I don't need that. I don't need that headache. I don't need to worry about that. I don't need to have the things I say analyzed or misinterpreted and whatnot. And one of the subtle things I've heard, for example, in the military is that, you know, a private, in other words, a woman, can take down a general. So, in other words, in a military environment, and I'm not talking about in war necessarily, but like, let's say something more in an office-like or in the Pentagon or something like that. You know, a private who is, you know, a young woman who's just joined the army, and then she's working in the office as an assistant to a general who's a career person. If she writes a complaint against him, that can destroy his career. And so literally someone at the lowest level can destroy someone at the highest level. And so as a practical matter, what happens is that these guys, these generals and these higher ups, they wouldn't hire a woman. They would not accept having a woman in their workplace. Just as you've just described, Tom, that if you worked in a company, you know, if there was women there, you wouldn't want to talk to them and you wouldn't want to be associated. You wouldn't want them there if possible. And so on some level, women have sort of priced themselves out of the market. Where if I was, you know, let's say hiring, you know, lawyers for a law firm or I was building a company, I would want to hire all men. There's a company, actually, you know who showed it to me? It was Senate. And this woman is one of the founders. And they were showing how she just filed, this is on TMZ, she just filed a lawsuit against them. And it's Tinder. And she was apparently one of the first people there, and she's saying that the, you know, like the corporate climate or whatever is very sexist, and guys were making fun of her, that she had small boobs or whatever, and, you know, she's suing the company for, you know, zillions of dollars or whatever. And the truth of the matter is that, again, it's like the thing I just described with the massage. You can't win these cases because it's like a he said, she said kind of thing. You know, the woman comes in and she'll testify and she'll start crying and she'll say how she was in this horrible environment and everyone was horrible and the guy touched her and it's big trauma. And the only thing the guy can say basically is, no, I didn't, you know, and we don't have cameras on everything all the time. So nobody knows who's telling the truth and who has more credibility. And there's an inclination, especially when the woman is crying and very dramatic and she talks about how it's destroyed her life, to give her the victory in the case. And meanwhile, even if you're found, you know, not guilty as the man, your career is still tainted and destroyed by it.
Right. Right. That's absolutely right. And, you know, again, what's going to happen is, well, you can't just tell somebody you're not hiring them because they're a woman.
You're going to tell
people things like, we have so many good candidates for this job. We'll let you know.
Yeah, we'll get back to you.
And we'll get back to you. Which is what people do also when they don't want to rent their apartment to you. They say, well, you know, we get a lot of applicants for this apartment. We'll let you know. They would never say, you look a little black to me. You look like a woman. They would never do that.
Well, that's what this guy was saying to me, that racism is now much more subtle.
And that's it. People are still racist. You know, there are songs, there are written that, you know, essays, documents, books, whatever, that say, you know, if racism is in your heart, it does not matter what the law is. There are ways around this stuff. And it's the same thing with discrimination against a particular gender. You know, if it's going to be this much hassle to have a woman in the office, people are going to find ways to not hire them.
But the thing
that's what's going to happen.
That's rational. That's the difference. In other words,
right?
If you wouldn't hire a black person, period, because you think that black people are lazy or they're going to steal from you or something, okay, then you're a racist, and there's no basis to say that. It's not fair to say that a black employee would be more likely to steal from the company than a white employee. But on the other hand, if you say that you're not going to hire women because you don't need the sexual politics in the office and you don't want to get sued for sex harassment or whatever, there's a basis in that. You're not strictly being an asshole. There's actually a reason for you to feel that way. Because the reality is that that woman can start some shit and screw things up for you and your company. So you can't just ignore that. That's actually a reality. You'd actually
right.
be a
but
fool
But you also
to hire
can't
her.
Say to anybody. You can't say to anybody other than your attorney, you know what? We're going to dial down the number of women in the office because
right.
this is every one of them is a powder keg.
Right.
So you're just going to find other ways to not hire them.
Right. I feel you.
You know, look around. How many women are on the staff there?
What ends up happening, again, is that I think that people get shunted to certain careers. I think if you look at, like, nursing, that's going to be, like, tons and tons of women. But when you look at a lot of other things, it's going to be guys, like Silicon Valley, for example. And that's going to be the breakdown. And then we lament and say, oh, my God, you know, Google only has 9% women employees or whatever. But that's also because of people not getting involved in those types of jobs or women not being interested in math. And then maybe some of the things we're talking about here, where you don't want to have these complications in the office. I remember in this book I read by Grisham called The Firm, it was about this corrupt law firm. But one of the things that they did is they only hired really, really ugly secretaries because they didn't want any shenanigans between the lawyers and the secretaries.
Oh, there you go.
So they figured if they were ugly, the guys wouldn't...
I think the ugly ones are more likely to sue, by the way. I just hate to say it, but I do believe that's true.
I just said.
I do believe, but I wholeheartedly believe
it. I think there's no doubt at all.
Chicks who do not get any attention are the first ones to sue and say that they were getting unwanted attention.
It's not a joke. They're the ones that are going to be the most sensitive. You know, even the interaction with men. If a woman is more used to being touched by a man and being, you know, twisted around and fucked by a guy, you know, she's much less inclined to freak out when, let's say, a doctor touches her, right? She's much more used to being, you know, in human contact. But if she's a lesbian and she's never touched by a man or she's asexual and a doctor examines her, she's going to accuse the doctor of sexually molesting her. She's going to say, oh, my God, he touched me inappropriately. Did you ever see that on TV? Touched me inappropriately. What the fuck does even mean? What does that really mean, Tom? What is that?
What would appropriate touching be?
Like, I don't know what you're talking about here.
Come over here, darling. I'll show you some appropriate touching.
Yeah, but this guy that does the massaging I was talking about, isn't generally a massage a very intimate kind of thing? Right? You're alone in the room with this person. They're rubbing you. They're touching your body. Right? I mean, if you're a woman that's never been touched by a man, it's very possible that you're going to freak.
By the way, there's a job I would never, ever take. Never. Because I would believe every day that somebody is going to accuse me of that. Every day. I like a career like the one I have, where the end user, can't even see me.
So
much
you're at the radio ranch and they can't bother you?
I'm over here. You're over there. Yeah, what are you going to say? I diddled you? No way, honey. I'm nowhere near you. That's in your dreams.
They have said, and there have been studies that show, that, for example, it's really good for young boys to have a male teacher, and that there should be more men teaching in elementary school, right? But again, would you do that as a man? aside from all the ridicule and everything else you might face.
Yeah, well, if I wanted to play the tasting game, maybe I would.
No, but what if you weren't a pedophile? What if you were trying to do it straight? Okay? You are very likely to get accused of something sooner or later, right?
Right.
I had a friend who was a camp counselor. And they told him in the orientation for counselors, you do not touch the kids, you do not hug the kids. If the kid tries to hand you something, you do not take it. Can you imagine?
I mean, what kind of a kid diddler? What was it? Was it a kiddler?
No,
was he one of those? He was actually
a good guy, and he was just trying to like relate to kids. He liked kids. He wanted to be a counselor.
In the Jerry Sandusky era, now I believe everybody who wants to do that for a living has ulterior motive.
Listen, most children get molested by women, Tom. 80% plus are women.
Oh, I'm not saying, by the way, I'm not, I know that's true. We hear all these stories, all the teacher stories, all the teachers riding 13-year-old boys like a pony.
Yeah,
we keep reading those stories. Of course that's true. But that's my point. I would not want to be in any occupation where I touch people, any occupation where I am in the environment of children, any environment where you've got women who are, you know, coming into the office and tarting themselves up, trying to sell something. No interest. None.
Yeah.
That's how you avoid being sued. As you see, I have finally figured out a business where all of that is true.
Well, the bottom line is that there are some businesses, Tom, that are going to have a little more contact, whether you like it or not. So you got to be a little realistic about this.
There's going to be more litigation and more business for, well, you have good friends like you. We're going to have more business because there's going to be more of these lawsuits.
Great.
Right?
Oh, my God. All right.
Exactly. All right. And by the way, speaking of good friends like you, before we go to the break here, and Adam is here to answer your legal questions at 901-3000-TOM. And we have calls coming in here, Adam.
Fabulous.
901-3000. Tom, don't wait till the end of the hour because Adam is here for the hour, and then there we go. It's 901-3000-866. But before we get to the break here, I see that you bought a couple of tickets and you're coming to the ball game.
Absolutely. But what is this, Tom? I just buy these things blindly, whatever you come up with.
Oh, well, you're going to be, you bought two tickets, and we are going to be in a special private suite at Dodger Stadium.
Two suites. It was Gary. Gary going to be there?
Well, Gary and I haven't talked about it. He was on vacation, so Gary can opt out if he wants to. But I assume Gary would want to be there.
Is Gary paying the same price that I'm paying?
Gary is an employee at the New Normal LLC.
Oh, okay.
So, Gary's not paying anything. I'm picking up the cost of the people who are on staff.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought I was on staff.
No, you are a regular weekly guest on the show.
Okay.
But no, you're not an employee with a W-2 form at the end of the year or 1099. It doesn't work that way.
I thought maybe you're going to mail me one. I don't know.
No. But the deal is we're going to see a game. It's food and in the suite with the P1s.
Dodger Dogs.
At unlimited Dodger Dogs.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible.
Unlimited. Literally unlimited.
I think I'm going to bring my kid.
Good. Did you see the menu? The menu is on the page that you clicked to buy the tickets.
Look pretty impressive.
No, it's going to be quite the menu. And, we're not going to be sitting out in the seats with the hoi polloi. We're going to be right up there by ourselves in our private suite. And a lot of our listeners have never been in one of these luxury suites. So I thought it would be a good opportunity for people to see how the other half lives.
And it's going to be against the Mets, so that's exciting.
It is, because the Mets this season, once again, they've given up on another season there, trading or selling off all their players who have any value.
Excellent.
Because they're going nowhere. So by August, their roster should be decimated, and the Dodgers should be able to win this game. And another reason I did it was because so many of the games are not on TV. So this is a game that will not be on TV. Will not.
Wow.
I picked a game specifically that, unless you have Time Warner Cable, you can't see it.
So we're the privileged few that are going to see it because we're going to it.
Well, you know, that Clayton Kershaw no-hitter a couple of weeks ago, do you know that more people saw the game in the stadium than saw it on television? Oh, that's a fact.
Unbelievable.
You know, they were about 50,000 viewers on TV and about 56,000 at the ballgame.
How can you seriously be a Dodger fan at this point? I mean, seriously. They're giving you the big F you. Literally. They're saying, screw you, we don't care if you see the game or not.
I understand that. But I am a Dodger fan, and you know I've been a Dodger fan for a very long time.
I know, but DirecTV fucked you twice. First, they didn't get you the Dodgers.
Well, DirecTV is not fucking me. You know what? DirecTV is not fucking me.
They didn't get you the Dodgers. And then they're selling to AT&T.
Well, that's what I'm going to leave DirecTV, is if the AT&T merger goes through, which is not a given yet, although I think it's likely.
Running out of options.
That's what I'm getting out. Yeah, well, all I'm going to say is that the Dodgers are going to win the National League West this year, and 60 of our closest friends are going to be together in these two suites on the night of August 22nd.
And Gary.
That's a fact. Gary is family. Gary, of course, is friends and family.
Okay.
That's what it is.
I can't go if Gary's not there.
Now, well, all right. But again, Gary and I haven't had a chance to talk about this, but I'm assuming that Gary will be there.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
I get insecure
without Gary.
If Gary
wants to opt out, it's a Friday night. He might have plans. That's fine. But if he wants to go, it definitely Gary, Dean, and Mikey and I.
Okay.
Dean, are you going to the game? Yes or no?
Do I have to pay?
Yes.
No, I told you. No. He
no, I know Gary doesn't have to, but do me and Timson.
Timson has
no,
to pay.
No, you're not paying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
does Foco Liz have to pay?
Everybody
yes.
has to pay except for people that the work people
the
that work on the show, Adam. What part did you miss? I'm goofing.
I don't get this. It's very confusing.
Gary works for the show. I work for the show. Mike Timson works for the show. Period.
Okay.
That's it.
I didn't realize
Dang,
it was an elitist kind of thing, you know?
Dean, you've been to the luxury suites at Dodger Stadium, haven't you?
Yes, but I really, dude, all you can eat dogs, they better bring a fucking truck because I'm going out.
Aren't those like $25 each? I mean, come on.
I did. The pretzel bites with dips. I'm going house, dude. I'm going house.
And how about the big, long Italian sausage? You won't be the only one there. They'll be
incredible.
One with a carving knife.
Come on.
Excellent. And our guest carver, it's going to be that, what's her name? Lorena Bobbitt is going to be there to serve us.
We're flying her in. Excellent. Fantastic. No, I had no idea.
We're not flying her. If there's cutlery in the area, we're not flying her in.
Too
we're
bad.
Not. But, no, we've got a spread. We've got two adjacent suites. So you'll be able to hobnob in one and then move over to the other. Just go back and forth.
This is like behind home plate or whatever?
No, it's not behind. You can't get behind home plate because behind home plate or the season. Are you trying to cause trouble here?
Where is it? Just teach me.
Right above first base.
Okay.
Right above first base.
Very
You're
going
to be looking down at Adrian Gonzalez. You'll be right there.
Okay.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Yes, the people behind home plate are like the owners and you know, people who've had box seats since 1958 or 59 or whatever.
Well, the guy I saw in court today, Don Sterling.
Oh, you saw him?
Oh, he's fat, Tom.
I wasn't commenting on his weight. I mean, you know, I tell you what, when you've got a couple of $1 billion, women don't see that. Just ask V. Stiviana.
Yeah, she liked him a lot. She wanted to bring him juice.
Yes.
Can I get you a little bit more of juice? There you go, honey, a little bit of juice, baby.
True love, and all you have to do is buy her an apartment.
That's right. Exactly.
He had shades, Tom. He had the shades. He kind of got that from you, I think.
Maybe he did. I don't know. But you know what
he does something you never do. You might want to work on this. He pushes them up off his eyes, but they're like on his eyebrows, kind of on his forehead.
Oh, that's like pulling your pants up to your nipples. That's so uncool.
I mean, I've seen you with the shades, you know, like 98% of the time. But then you take yours off.
I do.
I've never seen you push them up.
No.
It could be a new look for you.
Not going to happen.
Okay.
Not going to happen. All right. So anyway, as far as the Dodger game, it's Friday, August 22nd against the Mets, 7 p.m. Dodger Stadium. And tickets are available. And we've already sold a third of the tickets. So I'm not going to waste my time talking about this a lot. I just don't want to get any shit from you 3 weeks from now when all the tickets are sold. And you're going, hey, I didn't know you guys are going to the Dodgers. Yeah, fuck you. It's on there right now, and you can click on it and wrap this fucking thing up, okay?
By the way, I did it right away, Tom. And I paid with PayPal.
Nice.
And that was extra cool.
Very nice.
I use my PayPal balance for the crap I sold at eBay.
Oh, nice. All right. Very good. So, yeah, go to blowmeuptom.com. You will see a link there. You'll also see one on our Facebook page, the Tom Likas Show Facebook page. And we'll see you on Friday, August 22nd, 7 p.m., Dodger Stadium. And it's going to be pretty wild. It's going to be, and by the way, we're not going to be out there with the rest of the crowd. We'll tell you something else. Well, I'm going to tell you something I haven't told anybody.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'll keep it quiet.
You know, one night is bobblehead night, one night is beach towel night, one night is... they even have lip gloss night.
Lip gloss night.
At Dodger Stadium. Do you know what promotional night this is?
I can't even dream. Sneakers night.
You're not going to believe it. This makes being in the private suite even more relevant. It's going to be LGBT night.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is fantastic. That is so great. So
there is going to be primo people watching.
Oh,
primo.
Well, I've got to bring my binoculars, man.
Absolutely.
Wow. And we're going to have them in our suite also?
No, it's a private suite unless they pay the piper to get into our suite.
But I wonder how many of our P1s are LGBTs. Wow.
I think we have some L's, not a lot of G's, and certainly a minimum of T's.
Okay. All right. All right, but they're all welcome. That's the important thing.
Anybody, look, you know how it is with me. If you got the money, honey, I got the time.
You got the cash, that's that.
Cash is definitely not trash on the Tom Likas Show.
All right. I'm glad you have an open mind, Tom.
I do. I'm nothing but open.
Okay.
So, there you go. Anyway, Adam Sachs is here. He's here in his guise of criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. He's here to answer your legal questions. This is free legal advice for you. Okay, what's in it for you? Free legal advice. And if you have a question, whether you've had a DUI, I'm sure over the 4th of July weekend, many of you got in some kind of trouble, but DUI is certainly a very common one. Maybe I got popped for drugs, maybe something else. One of these days we're going to get attempted murder or maybe manslaughter or something.
Whoa.
Somebody in big trouble. But if you have some kind of a criminal issue and you want to talk it over with Adam, call this number right now, 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. 901-3000-866.
No transmitters, no satellite dishes, no corporate bullshit. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Summer's here, and it's a great time to enjoy a new car. And our friends at Spring Honda are fully stocked to make it easy for you to drive off in one of the most reliable rides on the road. Hondas, you know how I feel about them. I've had great experiences owning many of them, and I highly recommend them for their value and reliability. And face it, they can be fun cars to drive. Check out their selection and great prices at SpreenHonda.com. That's SpreenHonda.com. You can drop by Spreen's huge dealership in Loma Linda or give them a call at 909-799-7070. Spreen Honda, they also have a huge selection of quality, affordable used cars of all major brands. It's all right there at Spreen Honda, just off the 10 in Loma Linda, about 30 to 40 minutes from most parts of L.A. and O.C. Call or drop by today. And do tell Jeff Spreen and his great staff that we sent you. It's 909-799-7070. Spreen Honda. SpreenHonda at SpreenHonda.com.
On this episode of Swamp Stupid, Gary loses a leg while trying to outrun a gator wearing a pair of gay leather sandals that begin to disintegrate into little pieces. And shit gets crazy. They ain't just stupid. They're Swamp Stupid. Go to GaryAndDino.com.
We've been encouraging some of the small and medium-sized businesses out there to advertise on our show because radio has pretty much let them know they're not welcome with really high prices on their commercials. And our friends at Kelly Controls, they heard our call when we said, hey, small and medium-sized businesses, step it up. And here's Kelly Controls for all your industrial electric and system integration services throughout California. You just call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. Now, Kelly Controls specializes in PLC, automation, SCADA systems, variable frequency drives, instrumentation, and process and motion control. Kelly Controls can help you complete your project and get your equipment up and running quickly and professionally. All you have to do is call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. You got that? 661-294-8000. Or you can visit them online at kellycontrols.com. And let me spell Kelly for you. K-E-L-L-E-Y, controls.com.
Hammer time.
It's the Tom Likas Show at 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. Here we are with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. And your calls at 901-3000-866. Joe is calling from the Bay Area. Joe, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How's it going, man?
Hey, Joe.
Going okay, Joe.
Hey, I just had a question about expungements. About 10 years ago is when I finished. Actually, 9 years ago is about when I finished doing all my sentencing, right?
Right.
And well, I'm working for a trucking company now, and you know, certain things come with that. And I got stopped in Arizona recently and caught a misdemeanor for keeping a false logbook.
No. What'd you do to your logbook?
Well, pretty much my boss told me to get from Gonzales, California to El Paso overnight.
Right.
And, you know, my dumbass, it was my fault. I did it, you know.
You drove more hours than you're allowed to.
Right. So yeah. How does that work out? Does that make me start over sometime or?
Well, you know, you're talking about different states and so forth. I certainly have to check it out. One of the myths that people believe is that somehow a conviction is going to get wiped away and expunged by itself, and that's just not true. This stuff is in the computer. Not. Well, don't say it. People tell me stuff that's strange. You know, when you go bankrupt, that only stays in the computer, or your TRW or whatever, for like 7 years. And sometimes people believe that. People have said to me, oh, I had a DUI, but it was more than 7 years ago, so it's been erased. And that's not true. It's not true. That's not how it works at all. And these things are going to stay with you. And what people don't always realize when they're pleading guilty to things, I mentioned a minute ago that guy that I was talking about who's being accused of some kind of sexual battery with respect to doing massages, if he gets convicted, he'll be a registered sex offender for the rest of his life. And that's something that never goes away. So this thing that you're talking about in, I guess, the Bay Area 10 years ago, that's probably still on the books, and that can hurt your career. It's not just the case. It goes on, and you could have trouble getting hired and so forth. And expunging it is a great thing to do because that actually takes away the original conviction. It reverses it. So it's as though you never pled guilty or were never found guilty. And that's one of the simplest things I do. I don't charge too much for it, and it makes people so happy. Because they're starting over in their lives with a clean slate, which is just great. So no problem doing that. As far as this logbook thing you're talking about, this sounds like something that's happened lately in another state, in Arizona. And I can help you with that. I'm licensed in Arizona, as I've mentioned on the show a few times. I can help you with that. But you have to know, and I guess, you know, this is sort of specific to truckers, but this is something that you're aware of. You know, that's a very serious violation. There's great concern that truckers are driving too many hours and they're exhausted or they're taking speed to stay awake or whatever. And so they're pretty strict about these logbooks. You're laughing, but it's true, right?
No, it is true that they believe that, you know, whether most of them do it or not, you know, it is a safety thing, you know.
Well, the thing is, yeah, they're afraid that you guys are going to, you know, crash and be exhausted and, you know, fall asleep or something, cause a serious accident, which is a serious concern. So I have to talk to you. Give me a call after the show. I've got to talk to you about that and try to help you defend you on that because that is very, very serious. And the falsification of the book or whatever you're accused of, I hope you didn't make any statements to the police because that's something that you need to fight very vigorously. Because you could lose your license in general over that.
What I made a plea deal was what they said is if I took the misdemeanor, they wouldn't report it to the insurance. And
this already happened?
this already happened. They said, I had to fill out some life skills booklet, take a class, and they won't report it to the insurance, but it's still a misdemeanor.
Okay. Well, I didn't know it was done, but if you want, send it to me and I'll take a look at it, whatever you did. But I hope you had a lawyer help you, or at least you like did it very carefully, because that's serious stuff that could affect you permanently.
Yeah, I had a lawyer helping me out. They pretty much told me because it was an actual crime and not a traffic violation, they were going to make sure the cop did show up to.
Oh yeah, right. It is a criminal offense. It's a misdemeanor, but it's serious because of in the context of the trucking. I don't think you're going to go to jail, but you could, you know, screw up your ability to be a trucker after that. So
right. I was talking to a few people. They just told me as long as it's not going to raise their insurance rates, they'll hire me. But I still don't want it on there.
Yeah, of course. I can help you get rid of that too. You know, I'll just review it. You know, and people should know this. And I always talk about this. You know, to call me or whatever. But I do get free consultations, so it's not a big deal. You know, if you fax me or send me or email me these documents or whatever you did. You know, it's going to take me a few minutes. I'll just, like, take a look at it and see what's going on, at least give you some kind of an assessment of what can be done or what's already happened. And I don't charge for that, of course, so that's no big deal.
Right. And just reach out the same number that's been on the show?
Yeah, no problem. I'll be happy to help you out.
We'll hook you up. Dean will hook you up with Adam.
Cool.
You'll right, hang on, all right, Joe?
All right, no problem. Thanks.
See, Tom, you all can right, imagine right, that being a trucker, you know, you're getting paid for what you do. You're getting paid by the hour or whatever it is. And so there's a big incentive. You know, your boss tells you, look, I need this run to so-and-so place. And, you know, you've already put a lot of hours in. And you say, what the hell, I'll do it, you know. And then you have to screw around with your logs because you're only allowed to work a maximum number of hours per day. And truckers get into kind of a bind. And to get caught changing the numbers and so forth, it's actually a very serious offense. And they can lose their licenses. It's really, really bad for them. That's a serious thing he's talking about.
We're here with Adam Sachs, criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is the telephone number. This is free legal advice for you from Adam. And when we come back, Adam is going to tell you how you can get in touch with him. It's coming up here at 901-3000-866.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Devin Bronson is back with us to talk about the black box, but this time instead of him talking about it or my talking about it, many P1 listeners like you have been writing to Devin and the folks at BN Audio to tell them how happy they are with the black box. What are people saying?
Yeah, the email response has been great, and I wanted to share a few of those with you today. One was from Robert in Escondido. He wrote, after plugging my iPod into the black box, my ears were very pleased. Thank you for a great product and exceptional service. We love that. Next was Stephen Kurtz, wrote us, my neighbors hate me now. That was good.
That's how you know it's good.
Yep, he's using it. Next was from Matt Hardy in Maui, out in Hawaii. He bought three of these from us. He wrote, I am blown away. I cannot believe the sound that came out of such a small box.
Now, this is very exciting. If someone listening now has been turned on by hearing what other P1s are saying, how do they get a black box?
They can go to our website. It's bnaudio.com, and they can enter the promo code Tom in their checkout and get 20% off.
Don't take my word for it. Take the word of other satisfied P1 listeners. People are buying that black box like crazy. Just go to bnaudio.com, enter the promo code Tom, and get 20% off. You're going to love the black box.
A man. A man and his truck. A man, his truck, and his favorite radio station. And come the ballads and the broads and the bullshit. Now that man is driving around in his truck. In a storm. In the mud. Looking for his balls. Over here, dummy. New normal.
Walk. All right, boys, let's talk insurance. Coslow Insurance. Coslo. Now, you've probably heard Jeremy Rubin on our show. Jeremy's family has owned and operated Coslow since 1965, and they're all about getting you the right protection at the right price. Now, you know I got my Tesla Model S insured with Coslow. Well, you know, I was so happy with their service. Now I've added two more of my cars and my home in the Hollywood Hills. And it's not just me. Plenty of listeners have called to tell us how thrilled they are that they've made the switch. Look, there's a reason Costlo has been in business for almost 50 years. Give them a call for a free, no-obligation quote. The number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CostloInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance. It's 818-707-7711. Or visit CostloInsurance.com today. Costlo. C-O-S-T-L-O.
Hammer time.
That's how life is shown. At 901-3000-TOM, that's our telephone number here. It's 901-3000-TOM. Talk to Adam. 901-3000-866. Before we take any more calls here, Adam, tell everybody how they can reach you.
Well, you can give me a call toll-free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can check me out on my website, www.adamlawyer.com. And, of course, you can email me, adam at adamlawyer.com. There you go.
Simple as that. All right. Efren in Los Angeles. You're on the Tom Likas Show with attorney Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Adam.
Hey,
my
what's
question
up?
For Adam is that I got a red light camera ticket on a vehicle that is registered to
I
me.
I love those. Those are my favorite. No problem. I can take care of it for you.
But the driver, I wasn't driving the car.
Okay.
So
who was driving it?
My sister was driving the car. So, you know, the picture came out there. You could see her picture there and everything. But they want $500 for it. So.
Yeah, but it wasn't you.
That you could work with?
Yeah, no problem. Those camera things are actually going out of style. That was a big boom for a while. There's a company that was providing those to municipalities, and there was just this big money maker. But over time, a lot of the municipalities realized that it wasn't very good, and they started backing off of them, using them less and less. And there are a lot of places where they're stopped completely being used. And the ones that still exist, I can go and fight them, and I'm very, very successful at it. Particularly with nonsense things like you're talking about, where it's a different driver or it's a different car or whatever. Those are just really strange and kind of fascistic, really, because essentially, you know, you're supposed to be confronted according to the Constitution by the accuser that you have, and in this case, uh-huh. you're being confronted by a computer, you know, a photograph or a video, and uh-huh. you know, it's just very, very wrong.
Adam, that Tesla that crashed into the side of the synagogue in West Hollywood.
Oh yes, what about it?
That car was stolen, and presumably, you know, West Hollywood still has these cameras.
Right.
Presumably, that car probably went through a few red lights along the way.
Excellent.
So you have to imagine the owner of that car not only has had his car stolen, but I'll bet he'll start getting some photo tickets in the mail any day now.
So do we know who it is, Tom?
They haven't said in the newspaper. I'm sure the cops know because the car had a license plate. Also, it was taken off a Tesla facility, so I'm sure they know who it is.
Excellent.
I think the car was probably in for service is what was going on there.
Excellent.
Yeah.
The Tesla facility?
It's on Sentinella.
Far out.
Yes. But, and by the way, I don't think, I think that papers might have been wrong. I think it was on Sepulveda, which they confused with Sentinella.
Wow.
But, nonetheless, if it is Sepulveda, that's where I've had my car.
Well, they wanted to and be I could only noteworthy imagine. Because it was a Tesla.
Well, you know, one time I had the ex-girlfriend who asked me if she could use her car for a while until she got some wheels. And I said, fine. And she told me how she just needs to go to work and back and how tough work is and blah, blah, blah. One day I get a piece of mail. I open it up. And it's one of these photo radar tickets. She was telling me, oh, you know, I get out of work at 8 o'clock at night. And then I just go home and crash. Well, here she was at 10:30 at night driving my car, clearly visible in the photo. And there she is with pearl earrings and some kind of a cocktail dress on. And clearly is getting lost somewhere in the South Bay and went through a red light.
Unbelievable.
And here I am getting a ticket. So you can imagine what my response to that was.
What was she doing driving in the middle of the night like that?
Yeah, with a cocktail dress off.
Is that the same one who was using the phone that was yours and calling someone in New York for 3 hours at 2 a.m?
Yes, the very same. Oh, yeah, I come home from work and I crash. I come get up in the morning, go to work, come home, crash. And then I've got the phone bill, and the phone bill said that she was on the phone at 2:30 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., talking to people on the East Coast, guys on the East Coast. And later said, I can't believe you looked at my phone bill. It's not your phone bill.
How could you accuse me?
That's my phone bill. That's my phone.
Can't a girl have friends?
Right.
You're so controlling.
I told her, if that's what you're using the phone for, I'm going to cut you off right now. And, she flipped.
Excellent.
Yep. Like she wasn't using my car. Oh, I'm just going to work and coming home. Yeah. And now I'm getting tickets. Fuck you.
Unbelievable, man.
I know.
But you see how it goes now, Tom? The technology is used to screw you. That's the way it is. There's no humanity.
I know.
Yeah, but I go to court, and it's not a police officer. It's a computer expert. And he pulls out a laptop and shows me a video. So how am I confronting a witness? That's a basic constitutional issue. You know, the right to be confronted by your accuser.
The fact that you own a particular car doesn't mean you were driving it. It's a fundamental flaw in this system.
But it takes a picture of you.
Well, and by the way, sometimes it takes a picture of you, and sometimes it's got a picture of a reflection of a street light or something else in place of your face. It isn't necessarily you. How do they know it's you?
No, it's you.
They don't know it's you. They don't. I got the ticket when my ex was going through a red light. Then I had to go to them and say, does that look like a person named Thomas J. Likas? Is that who that looks like?
That's a woman, man.
Are you saying I'm like a transsexual? What are you saying? Is that me? You think that's me?
Don't try to get logical with police officers and judges, Tom, okay?
Unbelievable.
You got a real attitude, Tom.
It took days for them to finally come to the determination that that was not me.
Excellent.
Ridiculous.
If I didn't know you in those days, I would have helped you.
I would have asked you, if only I'd known.
The truth is now, seriously, for those of you out there who get tickets from these machines or whatever, the red light tickets, I'm actually very effective at fighting them. So give me a call. I'll be happy to help you.
All right, Efren, hang on, and Dean will hook you up with Adam. Tell everybody again, Adam, how they can get in touch with you.
Toll free, 800-340-7320, and email me, adam@adamlawyer.com.
There you go. Adam Sachs, we do a bonus hour every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Radio would never, ever let us do this. 901-3000, Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
He's an idiot.
We're brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's
yes.
Beer Magazine. The U.S. Census Bureau found that there are 16 cities in America where women make more money than dudes. Six of them in California, by the way. But the number one city is Jacksonville, wow. North Carolina. All these cities, by the way, have one thing in common. All 150,000 in population or less.
Wow. Indio, California, another place.
Yes.
And then Inglewood. What's up in the hood?
Yes, sir.
I wonder how this happens. Mm-hmm. Either it's a high unemployment rate for men and women just have jobs against men making nothing, or I can't figure out how this happens.
Yeah,
but,
it's an odd list. Silver Springs, Maryland, somehow. I'm sorry, is that Silver Spring?
What is it, Timson?
Or is it Springs? Is it plural? Is it Springs?
Fucking Stevie Nicks.
That's what I thought. It says Silver Spring, Maryland here.
You could be.
Santa Fe, New Mexico, Missoula, Montana.
Yay.
And Bridgeport, Connecticut, I thought was a
was bigger than 150,000 people.
Well, let's just deal with California just for a second. Indio, Englewood, Richmond, California, Whittier, Hesperia, and Vallejo.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good places to be broads and not to did.
Apparently so. Who knew? A bunch of mothers gathered outside the Walmart in Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay.
Protesting the harassment of the breastfeeding mother. And all whipped out their titties and...
in protest.
Attached a baby to them.
Solidarity.
Feeding baby.
Solidarity. I'm sure that many of the men that were entering the Walmart offered to also suckle the breasts.
Exactly. Let me just say this. None of the women none of the women appear to be, you know, anything above what you'd expect from a Walmart shopper. Not that they're not fascinating and that Walmart's not a great store. It's just that you go there partly for the people watching, and it's not because the bras are
good kind.
Right.
I guess there is this whole group, the upstate South Carolina breastfeeders, and they all joined in the protest of the 100 people. Yes. It's called a nurse-in.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of 30 people were supportive out of the 100.
I guess one broad had a bad experience there. She was breastfeeding and found herself surrounded by 10 employees. Not only were they staring at her, she said, they were making rude and disgusting comments about how disgusting it was that she was
whipping them out.
Whipping out her tatas.
Mm-hmm. I picture her with a very big belly and also with saucer-sized nipples.
How about one of those go-kart things they have there? Right? Motorized cart?
Yes. The kind on those.
Right.
Yes.
Just cruising around in one of those with a kid hanging from her tit.
It's called a squirrel, but it's called something.
I think it's called a beaver.
The beaver. I don't like those, man.
I don't like the beaver.
They roll around, and then you're like, oh, are you handicapped? No, you're just 600 pounds.
Exactly.
Rascal. Those things are called
the
Rascal.
Rascal. Wow.
Yeah. I want to get one of those suckers.
Mm-hmm.
I need it to get my whatchamacallit.
Finally, a big alert for you. It's Katie Holmes.
What?
Topless for Glamour Magazine.
Oh, I want to see this.
She got mommy jeans on. Is this a thing now, right? Is it they like reverted back to this 80s kind of high-waisted
thing? It's very hip,
it's stupid.
I know, but the fact that she's willing to go topless.
Cruising around on a rascal with those things.
I'll tell you right now.
But that Katie Holmes, man, I don't know who's going to end up banging that again, but she's pretty goddamn fantastic.
Let me tell you something. She is in need.
She's what?
In need.
She's in need.
Yes.
Oh.
After what she just come out of. Believe you me, our girl needs some help with some men. Real dudes.
I don't think she's going to have any trouble.
No, I don't think so either.
It's plenty more news for guys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
You better believe it, baby.
Check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. There's a brand new show for you every single Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today and enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.
This is the new normal.